Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. First hour flew by, but man, what a great time we are having Alex the Sports Barber in here joining us this morning, talking calico bass and having a whole lot of fun doing it. If you missed the first hour, we've been having a lot of fun talking local fishing and great time. Pete Gray, out of the studio. He's out in Montana keeping those trout in line, and we'll look forward to hearing from Pete here next week. But, boy, a great show. Great times. Corey, having a lot of fun just hanging out and getting to talk fishing with you.
Dude, talk my language, right? And just having a great time inshore fishing. And it could be calico bass, could be sand bass. How many halibut do you catch? Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Bring it on. Hey, if you want to join us, 833, actually, we're not on the fan for the second hour, so I won't read the telephone number, but send us a text via the app. There's a ton of text.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the second hour is it's all text questions, and we've got a bunch to choose from, but plenty of opportunity for you to get yours through.
And giving away not only a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaford Sport Fishing, but the winner of the coin flip is going to win a trip for two. With Uncle Al, you can go out in the morning. So one winner is going to win that, but he could take a buddy. He or she could take a buddy, right?
Trip for two.
Go out fishing on the Sports Barber.
Yeah.
Right? There out of Dana Point. And
we'll go out local and get it done. Hit some local. I'll have to blindfold him, of course.
and be back in before lunch.
Yeah.
I love it, man. What a cool trip.
Super cool.
Yeah, very fun.
Yeah, well, and so
we're going to continue with that catch report. I know we had a great one from Marcos, and I have a feeling our private boater buddy is going to continue along the same. That's the beauty of summertime fishing, man. I love this part of it. And we don't have to talk about sculpin and whitefish right now.
It's almost the smoothest going to Fisherman's Processing. That's who it's brought to us by in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Corey and Ricky and Alex. Great show, man. I just love learning all this calico bass stuff. The boat I fish on, we got a slip in Dana now, so I'm taking notes on all the hot spots. I love calico bass.
You're going to need to slide down to Dana and get a cut from the Sports Barber and get all doped up, Mark.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let me know what Monday you want to go, Mark.
Oh, boy, you said the right thing, because my days off from the shop are Sunday and Monday.
Perfect.
And I heard you. I will take you up on that for sure.
I'll take you. I'd love to take you.
Thank you. So, guys, got to do a little private boat report here, see if we can talk about something. Definitely saw some good fishing here this past week, even though guys kind of had to fight through some conditions, man. We've had a double dose of breeze here for sure this year, and it was pretty interesting for a couple days there. But up north, Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, still producing the halibuts and sea bass, not quite at that frenzied pace of a few weeks back, but, you know, you can't expect that to last forever. It's still pretty good fishing, though. The last couple days were blown out, but it's backing down now, so guys will be back on it tomorrow and for the next few days there, and I'm sure plenty of fish around. At Nick and Santa Barbara Island, same setup, got weathered out there, but it was good fishing for yellows, sea bass, and halibut at both islands. Not so much squid at Nick, but there's squid at SBI. And that's my favorite little island. I love fishing up there. A lot of big fish for such a small island. Or Catalina, quite a bit of squid there, too. The main zone has been backside east. And some on the front also. Danny told me here this morning that they had a float of daylight squid at White's Cove yesterday. That's kind of interesting.
Wow, yeah.
That's a nice place to catch a squid, though, man. It's flat calm.
Crazy. Mark, I have to interrupt your report and ask you, like, how common is squid, not only during the day, but squid in July going into August? Like how rare?
You know, it depends on the year, Corey. Some years we just don't see it at all.
Yeah.
And some years, you know, I've made squid. In fact, I was just going to mention that, you know, we're getting toward the time of year where you can make your bait wherever, and sometimes it's on the front there, and then you go catch your yellows and your sea bass right on the east end underneath the light proper or Seal Rocks, which is one of my favorite spots, and then clean up the mess and then head down the ridge and fish yellowfin tuna on the dolphins there. And I'm telling you what, guys, you find those yellowfin on the dolphins with a tank of live squid, you can start brailing that and watch them doing double back flips.
Wow.
Ooh, oh, boy, squid. And a lot of times that's August and September. So, you know, the squid's around, and the guys with the proper technology, you know, you got to have the good lights. You know, you got to have a good way to catch them when they come to the lights. But there's often just little spots of squid roaming around, maybe not a big float, but you only need a small fireball, and you get a couple whacks at it, and you got more than enough to fish with. So, you know, it's around, definitely around. Over at Clemente, again, wind an issue, but still good fishing on the bait that's in the cove. There's squid there. And then up the back there at Lost Point, yellows and sea bass both, and a lot of big fish on the backside stuff there and in the cove, and then more smaller yellows up and down the front side. And then offshore, you know, again, breezy, but a big spread of bluefin, you know, kind of from inside there around that 371 all the way across the butterfly up the back of Clemente to above the west end of Clemente, nearly up to the Osborne. There were, you know, scared fish the whole way. And on Monday, when it was absolutely flat calm, there was good fishing from the 499 down to just above the west end. Private boat guys in there trolling spreader bars, and Mad Max had some really nice fishing in. I saw some video. One of my friends got a good one there. And you couldn't believe how calm it was. Oh, my God, it was flat calm. It was just awesome. And then also offshore, now, interestingly enough, for the past week, I've been seeing a lot more of these green bugs, these big green bugs. We just call them June bugs or marlin bugs. Well, lo and behold, first marlin of the season was captured by the guys on the Swagger. Bruce and his crew is absolutely excellent fishermen. They've had first marlin flags for BAC and the Peskies for 4 or maybe 5 years in a row now. So congratulations, Bruce, on that. And, you know, the guys have been seeing a few other fish in that 267 area and, you know, scattered around here and there. So it looks like we've got a decent push of marlins coming. And, man, in years past, that was my passion. That was more interesting, actually, than fishing sea bass for a lot of years. But looks like we're going to get a good bunch of that marlin up here and add a whole new dimension to the offshore scene. So that's basically what's been happening, but, you know, we can tell some more stories if we got time.
Right, exactly. Dude, I love your story about making that squid and getting on a dolphin school and having that, having that happen on the dolphins, man.
Sounds fun.
You know, Corey, I had made a tank of bait and ran down a little ways toward that 277 on one day. And there was a dolphin school that already had a couple private boats on it and a party boat whose name I will not mention. And they were just pounding the shit out of that thing and weren't catching anything. And I slid in front of them and started brailing that squid.
Oh.
And it was awesome.
I can only imagine there were a few curse words. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
No doubt. Mark, well,
this week's report, guys.
Fantastic one, as always. If somebody wants to keep in touch with you or buy the best bait tank in the world to put that fresh load of squid in, how do we find you, Mark?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone numbers are 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Alex, I'll be calling.
I'll take you.
That's fun. Good time.
Sounds
right
great.
There.
Thanks,
all right. Thank
appreciate
you,
Mark.
And that's brought to us by Norsk Lithium. Power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norsklithium.com and go see the trolling motor doctor. And if you missed last week's show with Captain Jim Hendricks, he talked about powering his boat, man, with lithium. And it was a really cool show getting to hear all that. So if you missed that, you can go back on the app and the archives. And that's what's so cool about having the app, you know.
It's my favorite thing. I've got my drive home for the week planned, having not got to hear Anthony from Baker Marine and then also Jim. Like, that's what I'll be doing on my drive home is getting to hear the show. And I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, having Jim Hendricks in here, super cool guy, yeah. Super knowledgeable. I personally, you know, I'm not the big Bino guy, right? Or Gyro.
Uh-huh.
And having Anthony in here from Baker Marine was one of the coolest shows. Having Uncle Al in here is super cool. But Anthony, it was super cool getting to learn the lineage.
His wealth of knowledge,
yeah.
Too, I'm sure.
But the family history. And, dude, Baker Marine, we're looking at it right
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
right?
They are part of the heartbeat of the San Diego sport fishing fleet, and I'm
yeah.
sure that was brought up. And I regrettably didn't get to hear the show, obviously because we were on our amazing Katmai adventure,
dude.
And we'll talk more about that. Probably give the full rundown tomorrow, but an amazing trip. The greatest group of people. Obviously, we called into the radio show a couple of times, but fishing fantastic, wildlife, the lodge, everything. But we'll try to give the full rundown tomorrow. But it was, yeah, amazing.
Before you give the rundown tomorrow, like, how quickly does that book up? Like for next year?
It is already sold out with
Come
a waiting
on.
List for next year.
Oh.
Now, with that said, things can and always do happen. It's a year away.
Yeah.
Weddings get booked. Plans
yes.
happen. Family things happen. But it is such an amazing place that, you know, while we were there, you know, they have this awesome, you know, common area. They call it the main lodge, which is the big comfy leather couches and the wood burning stove and playing cribbage. And there's the bar and you have a cocktail and everybody's BSing about their fish. They do this great thing where all of the guides every day are taking photos of you and your fish and everything. And without you knowing it, before you get back, they have uploaded all of those photos to Laura or Ida in the office, and then they have a couple of big flat screens planned that then show everybody's grip and grins throughout the day. It's just so much fun. And so you're sitting there like, oh, my God, look at Marty and Carol with those big kings. I want to go do that tomorrow. Or, you know, hey, there's Martin and his wife. They went up river and caught big trout. I want to go do that tomorrow because you're there for 7 days of fishing.
That's incredible.
And you decide every day what you want to do. Oh, my God, look at that. Those guys smashed the chums. Let's go do that tomorrow. And
or maybe your guide has a like, hey, we need to go this way. Like the weather, like everything's lined up.
Totally. It's awesome. But, you know, while we were there, I mean, virtually our entire trip, you know, when they were like finishing off their, you know, their tabs throughout the day, all of them like, oh, here's my 50% for next year. Like, get my, like, to the point where the gals were like having to, okay, like we can move this boat. If these guys want to fish together, we can make it happen. I mean, it's full. Like, it's full with a waiting
crazy.
List for next year. But I so encourage you to do that. Like, get on the waiting list. It will happen. It's a year away and people are going to have to drop out for one reason or another. It is not a cheap trip. And it's for a reason. It's worth it. It's worth every penny. It's amazing. The fishing, the wildlife, the food, the accommodations, the staff. It's crazy.
And to get to hang out with you and Dallas or whoever might be on.
Yeah.
Brandon was on the trip 1 year. Harold Davis usually is on
yeah.
the trip.
Let's put it this way. I got to be in touch with both those guys. Pete and Harold made it very clear. They will be there next year. The river is in an amazingly healthy cycle,
yeah.
And it's just so cool to get to see fisheries that way. You know, a lot of things go through their ups and a lot of things go through their downs, and it's always great to see something. You know, Dallas and I got to go there 7 years ago. That's where we got engaged.
Incredible.
You put the ring on the finger, did the whole nine there. That river is better today than it was then. It is
wow.
just... It is so healthy, all firing on all cylinders. The
Incredible.
Sockeye was amazing, the chums, the trout up above, and it's just, you know, it's regulated well. It's a fishery that they keep very good tabs on. The guides are amazingly respectful. Like, They're happy for you to get your pictures with your fish, but boy, the second that's over, like everything is treated so perfect and put back in the river. The fish that you choose to harvest are all like very well cared for. Everything's bled. Everything's
incredible.
Everything's done to the right level. Everything's iced very well on the boat. It's just, they just do everything the right way.
So when you called in last week and talked about the Epic Fishing, you related a lot of that to the post-COVID, like that 5-year period after COVID where all that fish, I mean, I could only see that getting better
exactly.
The next few years.
That was kind of Bob's theory as to why it was, I mean, it's always good. You're way up there, it's way remote, but he was like, it was next level of good. You know, they measure that the sockeye that run in the millions. I mean,
that's,
it's millions.
Can you imagine
that they count up there. And it was his thought that, you know, 5 years ago now, when COVID was, there was no commercial fishing during the time that fish was coming through, and it was just 100% unabated. Now, they're really good. There are literally, like, upriver, Alaska Fish and Wildlife has two big giant scaffolding setups on each side of the river, and they have counters who are literally counting every fish that pass by. I mean, they're like,
they have a clicker in hand.
Million one, million point five, million,
wow.
You know, I mean, like, they're counting fish that go by, and then that is related to the commercial fleet that is fishing in the river, and when they have what they feel is a very appropriate amount of fish to come through, that everything is going to be taken care of for that, you know, for that year class down the road, they say, okay, you guys open it up, have at it, take, you know, start working on your quotas of fish. They catch whatever they determine is right, and then it shuts back down again, and then another wave of fish is able to come through. So it's just very appropriately managed. And the thing that I love about it up there is everybody is, like, in agreement. Like, nobody challenges things the way they do down here. If they say, hey, man, you need to back off a little bit, it's okay. Well, that it's for a reason, because they got good science and good things. And when they say pour it on, well, they know it's because so much fish has come through. Man, have at it. There's more than enough.
Incredible.
But, yeah, it was Bob's theory that all of that fish was just untouched during those years, and that fish spawns, they become smolts, they make their way out of the river, they go offshore, and they feed for those 3 or 4 years until their appropriate spawning age, and then they come back into the river. And it's his feeling that we're seeing the very first of that, you know, fish coming back through that were untouched. And I'm telling you, Corey, it was incredible to see.
That sounds incredible.
Fish,
man,
everywhere.
I want to go.
It was so rad, man.
So outside of the Let's Talk Hookup trip, I mean, I assume there's got to be an opening or two.
I talk to him a lot, about exactly that. And there is. And honestly, maybe the funnest time is coming up now. It's like post-July. And that's when the the salmon runs happen a couple weeks at a time. And we just went through sockeye. Great eating, fun, easy fishing, great to bring your fish home. The first couple of coho salmon of the year were caught while we were there.
Oh,
and
so they're just starting, right?
Just starting right now. Wow. And that is like a late July through August thing. And Bob said that's one of the most fun fishing because sockeyes are aggressive. Different salmon do different things in the river. Sockeye are not going to chase down a bait and eat it. You know, you need to floss them. You need to present something right in the right way. Put a bead in their mouth to catch them. But they're so abundant, you're going to catch your limit no problem. The chums were really aggressive. Were more aggressive. They'll chase down a fly, bite it. They don't bite as good as the silver salmon do, but they fight like they're a freshwater yellowtail. They
That's
dog
crazy.
The whole time. There's no give up. A lot of salmon, you know, you catch them, they run, and they jump, and they do their thing. But then when you get them close to the boat, they just spin around, you put a net under them. The chums are like a yellow or like a Jack Crevalle where there's no give up in them. The whole time they're dig. And just when you're about to scoop one up, they squirt a bunch of line off. And so they're really fun. The silvers, however, they'll run and chase down a fly or chase down a spinner or chase down whatever gear, eat it, and then jump and acrobatic. And so maybe the most fun, and that's what's happening right now, and that's when there is an opportunity to slide into. It's the, you know, I was talking to Bob. There's a little bit of space that still is available for July and August.
Those sockeye are incredible.
Oh,
like the best.
So killer. Yeah, it was just awesome. Well, hey, speaking of killer and awesome, and again, we'll give the full report. I'm going to try and convince Dallas to give a little. The other thing, the last thing that I'll say about it, and again, we'll give the full rundown tomorrow. Amazing amount of ladies that were up there. It's such a comfortable spot. I mean, so many great couples. Marty and Carol we fished with and had lunch with, and Martin and his wife, and there was just a very comfortable spot, and the gals just kicked they kicked our butts, man. They really did. Like, Dallas had the best fish on our trip, a 22-inch rainbow on a dry fly.
Crazy.
It's like
on
my,
a dry fly.
Oh, it was just so cool. And I need to stop because I'll go on forever. You talk about fish that you lost, like leaving something with you.
Yeah.
It's not even fair to say that I lost it because I was never even attached to it. But we were doing that fly fishing with a mouse. And I flipped
on
a mouse.
Trip.
Yeah, on this trip, you know, flipped a mouse on a fly rod. Like you cast your fly like where the just like how you like to be where land meets water. Like the perfect cast would be your fly, you know, your mouse landing in the grass that's overhanging the water, and then
wow.
Whoop, and then just you know ripping it off, and then real short little strips where the thing's just trying to scurry off over the water towards like a root pile or something like that. So I'm doing that. It's all visual. Corey, a freaking telephone pole comes up out of deep water, and I mean, it was from me to you, Al, and just mouth open, big swirl, just misses. He just missed it.
Wow.
And full big curl,
oh,
tail out of the water, whitewater spray. I have, it literally looked like, it was a La Jolla sized yellowtail.
Now,
a double digit sized freaking
crazy.
Sprout.
Wow.
Just at our feet
insane.
Trying to eat them out. It was the sickest bite. It didn't even bite. Like I said, I was never even attached.
Visual.
I'm going to have nightmares and dreams about that thing for the rest of my life. We went back multiple days and that afternoon, same setup, trying to, not a chance.
And
that was my one shot of that thing, and he just missed.
You
and I'll,
just missed.
Oh, my God. I have to go back.
So now I know why Pete's going.
It's sick.
Now I know why Rick's staying home.
It's so sick. It's so sick. Well, speaking of sick and fantastic fishing, we got another great bud on the line, and that's Jeff Flowers, our Cedro Sport Fishing Report. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Man, I just listened to what Ricky said and had some of a similar experience up in Idaho on a river, and yes, you will remember it the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. I want that thing so bad. Man, I wanted that thing bad. It was fun, buddy.
Hey, you know, talking about women and fishing and having them outscore the men, it's happening almost daily down in Cedros with the ladies that are going down there out fishing their husbands, catching bigger fish than their husbands or their guys, whatever. You know, it's. I know it sounds like a broken record down there, but for whatever reason, the white sea bass this year are thick.
That's so cool.
There's guys that are catching limits. There's, you know, there's guys that are catching their personal best. There's 50 pounders coming out. You know, dropper loop set up. Yellowtail had gotten a little bit smaller, wind kicked up a little bit, but hey, you know, it's still fishing, right? It can't be catching all the time. So, but, yeah, if you guys get a chance and people are sitting around out there thinking that Cedros is the place to go, yes, it is. You know, you can always give Rosie a call, go online and check out what's available on the schedule. I know she's got a few extra spots that are open. And we've got a group going down in a couple of weeks. Happens to be my group. But,
hey, all right.
They're fly fishing. And thank you, Corey, for setting me up with those yellow slugs. Those things are going to be put to, well, we're going to just annihilate them. So,
yeah, it sounds like fun. Sign me up.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be down there, and we got some fly fishermen that are going to be coming down trying to do their personal best on some yellowtail and some calicos. And you know, it's a great place to be. Rosie's got it dialed. Almost all the time, helping out with the lodges, with the concierge, with the new dock. I know Rosie's talked about the new dock we've got. Super safe, super easy to get down to. No more of those big concrete steps. But anyways, if you're still thinking about going and you want to go down and experience Cedro Sport Fishing through Rosie's special way of hitting the easy button, give her a call, and you can look her up on online. And what the schedule looks like. Just give her a holler.
No doubt. You know, Jeff, I wanted to bring up one thing. We kind of teased it at the beginning of the show. You know, last week they had been kind of singing the praises of that aft coast swimmer, you know, their surface iron style lure. Again, for lack of a better words, you know, a yep. new improved version of the wax wing. And I got to see one of the pictures that Rosie posted on an unbelievable yellowtail that was caught with that jig this week.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I added it to my arsenal. I'll give you a report when we get back.
All right, sounds good. So there was a customer on the trip, Corey, 55.
What?
55-pound yellow on the surface on that APCO swimmer. And just you know, I mean, you'll see it on the Cedro Sport Fishing on all their social media pages. I'm showing Alan Core right now. I mean, just
okay, I'm hitting Hogan's today.
Just a beast of a fish. And that's what Cedro Sport Fishing is all about, man. There's an opportunity at a fish like that every time you go down. 55. How about that thing, dude?
You could have said 45.
Yeah.
And it would have been
55 pounds. Unreal.
Incredible.
My largest fish down there, and I know it sounds bad, but I have not yet broken 40 pounds. And I see these people going down there for their first time, and then some of the old timers that have been going a long time that are all of a sudden catching fish that are in the 50 pound range. And it's just, I'm reassessing my gear today.
So. Get ready, buddy. It's going to be a real one. Well, a great job as always, Jeff. Good luck on your trip. We'll look forward to hearing the wrap up when your group gets back. And again, if somebody wants to grab a spot, still plenty of time to get in on the prime Cedro season. How do we find Rosie?
Yeah, it's 858. I believe it's 772-57. I can't remember. Look it up online.
Cedro Sport Fishing. You'll find it. It's easy. You guys are the best. Great job, Jeff. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. Have a great day.
See you, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Boy, with that, man, packed up text. Corey, I know you had a good one standing by.
Yeah, I do, and it comes from Doug and the good old OC. That might be near Al's house. He says, I met Al 30 years ago as a diehard fishing Grom. And from day one, he said to call him uncle, and he always had time to teach others. It didn't matter if he was with the guys like Dave Pfeiffer or Ben Sechrest. He always had time to teach in a very humble way. He has stayed true as a great human, and right? Exactly, I know. Never
hey,
any,
this guy.
Never any ego ever. Thank you, Uncle Al, for all the years of you, a true ambassador to any sport. Again, Doug in OC.
Thanks, Doug Burry.
Hey, that's pretty cool, man.
Right?
I love it.
That kind of
him and Eugene are two very good accomplished calico bass anglers.
Yeah,
two are local guys, and they've done super good in tournaments for the years. But just I love helping. I like.
Yeah,
it's fun. I like to see someone excel at something that you like to do, and you can help them excel. That makes me.
But that text describes Uncle Al
Transparis, no doubt about it.
And Doug used to work at the jig stop, too.
Yep.
And, God, we miss the jig stop. But Hogan's, man. Hogan's is like.
I love Hogan's.
That's a cool shot.
Yeah, it is.
I got to go in there recently with Brandon. He was dropping off a two-fish jigs order, and we got to go see Breck and the Boys, and it was really cool. Yeah, that's a rad.
Quality.
That's a rad local shop that's very well-stocked and very much part of the, all the right stuff, all the right people.
If you were going trout fishing or largemouth bass fishing, they've got everything there you need.
And the knowledge, too, for a local shop.
Yeah. Both Dana Point local tackle store owners, Dave Myers,
who was
around fishing forever. He knew freshwater guys. He knew all the big freshwater guys. And then Mr. Hogan, those guys both were hardcore freshwater guys doing the green bass tour when it was started. And I grew up with a guy named Wayne Brawley, and he made the Brawley Bass Bug.
Really?
And I was in the jig shop one time, and I said, you ever heard of Wayne Brawley? And he said, yeah, and I used to fish with him in tournaments. And I asked the guy from Hogan's, Bill Hogan, I go, have you ever heard of the Brawley Bass Bug? Oh, yeah, I used to fish with Wayne. So both these guys knew of the Brawley Bass Bug, which goes back to the 60s.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah. Mr. Hogan's starting Hogan's Tackle.
Yeah.
Now it's Breck
and Stephanie.
And Stephanie. Daughter. And Stephanie's the daughter, I believe,
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Love stuff like that.
We've had Breck in studio.
He's very accomplished angler, and I'm in the Dana Angling Club, and more than once he's come and been our guest speaker.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome. very knowledgeable in all fishing aspects, for sure.
Yeah, support your local shop, man.
You got it, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I love this calico talk. Last weekend, we fished calicos on our spotty gear and had a blast. 3-inch MCs in any color with 3/8 and 1/2 ounce lead heads. My question is, do you guys ever drop down your bait size? I always thought a bigger swim bait for a minute was better, but our 3-inch baits that day were just producing. Definitely never forgetting my bay bass gear next time I head out. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Oh, yeah.
Elephants eat peanuts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's an old one.
That's true. I mean, it definitely works, and probably maybe more because of the
Jovi.
Jovi. Yep. Big time.
Yep.
Yeah, and in our fishery, I mean, you could say it, Al. I mean, it's better today, or as good today, as 30 years ago.
Yes. And
close.
Yes and no. You know, yeah. Some of the, I think it's, like I said, you guys always want to go someplace exotic because it's wide open and they're biting everything.
Yeah.
But go fish the place that gets pounded all the time and see if you can get them to bite there. If you can get them to bite there, you're fishing.
Yeah,
that's
now,
true.
The tube has come into a place.
Yeah.
The tube has really become a place. About a month and a half ago, I was fishing an ounce and a half pink tube. I got a 9.8 sand bass.
Wow.
9.8 sand bass.
Wow.
On that ounce and a half tube.
Well,
and
put the tube down. I'll send you some slugs.
Yeah.
Corey, whatever you send me, I will fish.
And the tubes work. Fishing the slug is like a parallel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we've been fishing a slug on a lead head for 30 plus years.
And it's for the same thing. I mean, it's
the same.
It's a
twitch.
It's a more exaggerated version of what you're going for. It's that dying, falling, natural thing.
Yeah.
And the slug just gives you an even better version of it.
Yes.
Yeah. I dig it.
You'll have some in your hands.
You got it.
I love it.
Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to be more with Al, the sports barber. Man, we're stoked to have him in the studio. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of the Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Boy, we've talked about it a bunch, and, you know, kind of a trip down memory lane with Alex and here talking about the old days, starting off with the old round Calcutta, the silver Calcutta 200, and you just think about all of the great gear and innovation that have come on those products because of things just like that. You know, fishing with Benny and Greg and Dave in those days, and, you know, that those were the things that started the pathway that have become what they are now. Calcutta Conquest and then moving into the low-profile reels and Tranks that we talk about so much. And
the Green Corrado.
So much of that was born right out front, and that's the beauty of Shimano, always innovating, always pushing forward. And if you want the greatest in a low-profile reel, can't say it enough, go check out that Tranks at your local Shimano dealer. From the 200 all the way up to the 500, it's the right one.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Great times, great phones. So busy with Al. Corey, this has just been such a rad show.
Oh,
I love talking calico bass.
Right?
It's my again, when it all boils down, I think it's my favorite thing to do. It's what I grew up fishing with my dad, and it just brings you back. And there's never going to be a time when firing out a 5-inch Viejo and just getting it
right
down here, jerked out of your hands, your finger slips off the handle because they stop you so fat. It's just, I love every bit.
And it's the kind of thing, I don't care if you're Mark Wish, an offshore marlin dude, or, you know, you're offshore fishing. It's like you always come back.
It's funny you ask so many guys their favorite fish that have caught it all.
Yeah.
You know, Dave Hansen, Calico Bass. Yeah. Calico, on his logo.
Yeah.
Right.
You're a saltwater guy.
Or your proudest achievement, you know, that big bass you caught local that ate the swim bait that you had on too light a gear. You know, I mean, like, those things just stick out in your mind.
Yes.
It's like the best of it.
How many black sea bass have you, not caught, but how many have you seen come up and grab a calico you've had hooked? I mean, that.
Oh, yeah. The bigger ones, I think they're down there sucking up those little sand bass like gumdrops.
Right? Exactly.
All of a sudden we'll hook a fish and we're like, uh-oh. It's not a yellow, and it's not a halibut. It's too big, and you've been on it too long.
We're going to be here for a while.
We're going to be here for a while.
Or even that bigger calico following that hooked fish.
Teresa Seacrest fought one for almost 2 hours. Ended up huge fish.
A black sea bass.
Yeah, and landed it. And landed it and released it.
That's awesome.
In a little aluminum boat. Towed him around for 2 hours.
That's crazy.
And was just sitting there watching her. That girl's a lady angler.
That's awesome.
She can fish.
Yeah,
you know, the calico bass is the most caught fish in Southern California.
Isn't that incredible?
It's also the most released fish in Southern California.
You know who had to educate us was Brian on the new Seaforth. Last year, he had the highest calico count. Like, I know Dana Point's got, you know, Woolley and just Bass Capital of the West,
right? Bass Capital of the West.
But Brian Castleton was sitting in studio, you know, four months ago or whatever.
Threw out his numbers.
Yeah, right. Like on the fish report, he had more calico bass.
So it's the most caught fish, but it's the most released fish. Who targets white sea bass or halibut or yellowtail to get this thing in the boat, get a picture of it, maybe hang it, get a weight, and then slide it back into the ocean and release it?
Yeah.
But we know hundreds and thousands of guys that won't kill a calico.
Right.
But then again, also, it's also a fantastic eating fish, and there's no reason you can take your five fish. You can take five fish home a day, and there's no reason. You probably don't need five unless you're feeding a big family. But it is a great fish.
Perfect fish.
It's a great fish.
Perfect sport. They love biting lures.
I mean,
catch them on the top and catch them on the bottom.
How many people's first fish was a calico?
Right.
Or how many, you know, it fits into so many categories. You can be a hardcore tournament angler who just fish boiler rock at the islands, or you're a kid that's on your first trip. We used to do the Let's Talk Hookup on the water seminars. Those were so much fun. Hook in hand. Get that fish coming your way and grab that kid's rod and say, "Here, you take mine and I'll take yours." And next thing you know, he takes a couple wines and realizes he's bit. I'm on.
Hook up.
So much fun.
Hey, speaking of fun times, we got another fun one coming, and it's our great buddy Chris Moyers with Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina with our Baja Report. And, man, just so pumped to always get a chance to talk to Chris. I know East Cape was firing again. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Rick, Corey, Alex, buenos dias, guys.
Buenos dias.
Man, pumped to hear from you, buddy. What's going on down in the Cape?
Hey, great show as always. I was listening to Alex talk earlier about the CCA golf tournament fundraiser, and I heard him say golf and tequila and beer in the same sentence.
Exactly.
And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah,
I
was just going to say, you knew you were brothers from that moment on.
I want to be his friend. And so I've got three sons, and the rule in my house is you fish when you're two and you golf when you're two. And they're fishing, golfing poles, and they've all got this little, like a little 12-inch rod and reel set up in all their golf bags. So in every time we play golf, anytime there's a little break in the action, those guys are casting. So it's pretty funny.
We might have to come
and golf that tournament with you guys.
It's a lot of fun.
So, guys, you know, it's been a little slowly, but I think we've turned the corner. We're finally back into the tuna, which is, you know, that's how we butter our bread down here. But so, you know, it's funny because they haven't really been that. They're either 30 to 40 miles out or whatever. But this week, they're 3 miles offshore. But you got to go all the way down south to Vinorama to get them. And it's to picture this. So you're going to go way past Frailes. You're going to go past the Ciladetas, past Meganos Blancos. You're darn near close to Gordo Banks down there, Vinorama. You're down there by the Elamon Bank, but 2 to 4 miles offshore, lots of tuna. Vaquero was out a couple days ago. They caught 9 and a blue marlin. Yesterday caught another 4 or 5 and another blue marlin. But So you got to go a ways to get them, but hey, that's part of the game. And so the week's really been about tuna. Lots of blue marlin. We've had a blue marlin bite unreal for a couple months, which bodes well because you've got the East Cape Bisbee tournament starting on Wednesday. But lots of sailfish, and Corey, still probably one of the best rooster fish bites any of us can remember in many years.
So cool.
Oh man, I know. Yeah, and you just go down there past Lighthouse Punta Arena, between there and Cabo Pulmo. There's that bay, Las Barracas and El Rincon, and you know, I mean, they're offshore. The guys are catching them from the inshore. From the beach. So great rooster fish bite. Lots of marlin, lots of sailfish. We're into the tuna. Really, man, not much Dorado or Wahoo. I think we saw a couple of each this week, but the two Dorado we did see, one was 45 and one was 50. So I don't know, maybe we're going to turn the corner there. I was listening to Jeff talk earlier about Cedros. So today is the sixth annual all women's tournament hosted by the Van Wormers at Palma State Cortez. And let me tell you, these gals are serious fisherwomen, and they're out fishing today. It's a great tournament. This is a sixth annual. I remember the first year, I think there were seven boats. There's 28 boats.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the gals are fishing. I think the Van Wormers did something really, really smart a couple years back. So when it first started, the format was a two-day tournament. It just didn't really, really take off. So a couple years ago, they went to the one-day format. And I'm telling you, I'm going to head to the dock later and see what they're doing, but it's a great tournament, and the ladies are serious.
That's awesome. Man, yeah. Well, certainly great fishing going on. I mean, I know you know, it might be slow compared to what you're used to of the incredible fishing from the East Cape, but let me tell you, if that, what you just gave, is a slow report, we'll take it, man. It sounded great to me, and what's going on down at Smokies, Chris?
Well, you know the bite's always happening there, guys. And Yusuf last week said something curious. He said he's got grass-fed beef fattened by potatoes, and I was thinking, I'm like, we've got baby back pork rib fed clients fattened by cerveza and tequila. So
oh, Chris,
you're my favorite, buddy.
The bite's happening.
I can think of nothing more fun than rooster fish from the beach and hanging out at Smokies in the evening. Sign me up,
dude,
Chris.
Telling you, man, rooster fish in the day, dude. Shrimp taco Pacifico in the afternoon, heaven. I'm in forever. Chris, a fantastic.
In your honor, Rick, I'm going to head into I'm sitting out here at Leonero on my patio having some coffee listening to the show. It's a beautiful day, but I'm going to head into Smokies a little bit later, and I'm going to have a brunch de campeón in your honor. I'm going to have a shrimp taco and a Pacifico, and then I'm going to head out to the dock and see what the ladies are doing.
Send me a picture, amigo. I love it. Great job, as always. If somebody wants to find you, take advantage of the fish processing, the best place to eat in the Cape, or better yet, fishing on the best boat available. How do we do all those?
Get a hold of me at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com. You can call me at 858-231-1358. Or look me up at VaqueraSportFishing.com, and we will look forward to hearing from you.
You're the best, Chris. Talk to you real soon. Thanks for the report.
Take care, guys.
See you, amigo. A really good text come through, and a perfectly timed one here for you, Corey. And it was from Bill texting from Santa Barbara. This is my question for Corey. My wife and I are going to Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, in early August, right after Corey's trip. Corey, what kind of tackle, swim baits, and lures would you suggest that I bring? Can't wait to try it. Thanks for your advice.
Man, I love it up there. And it's the kind of place, like you mentioned about Katmai, like you don't need to bring anything.
Right.
Like I bring layers of clothing. They have all the foul weather gear. They've got boots. You don't have to worry. I mean, you could literally go with nothing checked in, with everything carry on. However,
okay,
I like using my own,
yeah,
the Tranks 400, the Tranks 500. I like using my own reels, you know, sure. And I'm fortunate enough, they let me put them on their,
we all do,
on their rods, you know.
Confidence.
But you don't have to bring anything. They have all the reels, they have all the jigs, they've got these, they're almost like crippled herring, but a Canadian made jig from Vancouver Island. And Valerie brings all those in. I mean, I can only imagine, you know, they're not cheap, but she brings everything in. They have everything. So you really don't need to bring anything, but I bring some big slugs.
Okay.
And I bring some my own reels. That's it. So I do have to check in. I just check in a small duffel bag.
Yeah.
You know?
And and like you said, necessity is none, but those are the things that you know, and just like we said at the beginning of the show, you like catching fish on the ways that you want to catch them. And I loved when Valerie and I believe it was Rob was on last time,
yeah.
And talking about the, you know, Corey was that old story of the like, hey, you know, I think I want to fish, but you know, I don't really bite that here. You know, you can try it if you want, but that's not really the thing. And that immediately turned into, how many of those do you have? Can you put some on the other rods?
Yeah, can you rig up the other gear?
How can I get more of those? Like, I mean, talk about the all-time light bulb going off. It went from the, sure, buddy, you know, give that a shot, to how many of those you got, and can you put those on the rest of the rods that
Rick,
we have?
It
here?
Went from, you might want to try it.
That's my favorite.
So my text to him, Rick, it was hilarious, because I messaged him a couple of days ago, like, hey, you know, I'm leaving next week. Anything you need or anything I can bring from down here? You know, like, what might you need?
Yeah.
The only word on there in capital was slugs.
With nothing else.
Slugs.
Make lots. Send, please. I love it. Well, we have a great show going on. Plenty of time for your text. If you want to send us a text, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, and it's the only way to send your text in. Another great question says, thanks again for another really interesting show. Can you guys talk a little bit about how you make bait on the coast? If I want to try and catch a big calico bass with a big mackerel and stick near the kelp in order to do so, do you have any secrets on trying to make max close to the beach? That was from DJ in San Diego.
Saba master. Making mackerel is a huge thing, and be surprised. I'm, you know, all about calicos and on the artificials, but like, there's guys that can target them with the mackerel. But I think if you're going to make mackerel, to definitely have something like the cat food going in the water,
mm-hmm.
and then having a dead mackerel where you can cut a piece of skin. You cut just a little piece of meat, and you get a little piece of skin, and you tip that Lucky Joe. Tip that Lucky Joe with just a little piece of dead mackerel, it's game on.
Yeah.
It's game on.
And it doesn't come off the hook, especially when it's scratchy and it's hard to get them to go. Boy,
yeah.
You're sure right about that. Sometimes donating the first one will pay some pretty real dividends on the other side.
And take the other half of that mackerel and kind of smush it in your fingers into the water.
Another great
to where they can't get enough of a bite, but there's little particulate, little rice grains in the water.
Yeah, we used to use those braid chummers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Attached to the side of the boat.
Little chopper mash.
Chum buddy.
Chop that stuff and get that big slick going.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
I
like
it.
I
know.
You got a good text, Corey?
I do. And it comes from our good friend Matt Florentino in Redondo Beach,
right?
He says, then versus now for calicos. What differences have you seen throughout the years? And what's next? Much respect for the OG.
Love it. What a great text, Matt. That's cool.
Like I said, in the old days, it was straight 15-pound test. We lost a lot of lures. We lost a lot of fish.
Big fish. Dude.
Yeah, and then to fish 20, I remember when I saw Georgie and Benny both lose a big one, and Bill Henderson, Big Hammer Lures, says to me, you want to see what you're missing? Start fishing 20. And I went up to 20, and that's right after that is when I got that big calico.
You mentioned Bill Henderson. Bill Henderson's going back.
I
can tell you how far back, because he was before I even did anything.
Okay.
And
he was quite the character.
But I did things.
Bait boat days.
4 years before I got my business license in 1999. June 15th, 99, I got my business license. 4 years before that, he was before that period.
Right.
Bill Henderson with Big Hammer.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Those are fun times.
And he was a OC guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, the heavier line, using the heavier line, you're getting more fish than you would have missed. And maybe you're not getting as many. Sometimes I'll go back to using mono. Like Georgie, he's still a mono guy, and he's just, you got that stretch. You got that stretch. Now when you get hung up on the bottom and you've got 50-pound Power Pro to a 30-pound fluorocarbon leader, and you give that line slack and pop, you snap that pop, you get them back almost every time. We're not losing as much tackle as we used to, and of course, not losing as many fish, because when you hook up with that heavier tackle, those fish, once those big ones get hooked, they're going right to their home.
They do
to the rock or to the kelp. So
do you remember the Shimano rod calicos, toads, or what was it? Yellowtail calicos and toads, or something. It was a really beefy stick.
Yeah,
and it was for that mono era.
Yeah,
for pulling, and it was so beefy, but you can't use that kind of gear today with Spectra. Right. Like the rod for Georgie's info, right? I mean, the rod has to be that sponge and that give.
Yeah, that give. And PowerPro has changed everything.
Yeah. Everything.
All aspects has changed everything.
Yes.
You know, I really, if I'm throwing surface iron, I want straight 40 or 50 pound mono. That's what I liked. I don't want the PowerPro to come out. I want it to stay down in the reel. Other than that, everything's a top shot.
Yeah. And to maybe answer Matt's question, which I know it's an impossible one to answer, but what's next? You know, you saw the old, you saw the current. What's the future hold for it?
Well, with our MLPAs in place and limits going down and sizes going up, this fish should start regrouping. And these fish should start swimming out of these closure zones, you know, and that's what maybe the future is. Maybe some of the bigger fish being caught on the edge of these closure zones, something like that. And then there's always the future. What's next?
Yeah, it'd be fun to see what the next tackle innovation thing is.
Things evolve in our industry. How fast does it evolve? You can watch it just go and go and go. And what's the next thing? And we like to steal a lot of freshwater lures away from the freshwater. Rapala's got this one called the Freeloader. Benny turned us on to that Freeloader. That's a fun...
That's a crankbait style bait or a jerk bait?
It's a little 3-inch piece of rubber with a little rat tail. Rat tail.
Huh.
You fish it on a 5/8 ounce owner screw head.
Yeah.
And you give it a couple pops and you let it sink. I don't like popping. I don't pop my plastic.
Yeah.
But now with that little jig, it's a pop and then let it float and let it settle to the bottom. And that thing... They love that little thing, especially if it gets a little slow. It's only a little 3-inch deal, but you can set that thing on the counter and flick that little rat tail, and it sits there and goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth for like a minute, 2 minutes. It just keeps moving.
So that Freeloader was designed for sonar, for...
Like forward-facing sonar
fishing? Exactly, gotcha. Yes.
Where you can put it in front of them, and it can do its own thing without you having to move it a lot. You just need to get it in front of them.
Yeah.
I like it. I could steal the show and ask a million questions.
Right?
I'm just having such a good time, but for the sake of, because I got questions about that. I got questions about what's to come. But to not steal the thunder, how about we grab another text? I like this one from JJ in San Diego. It says, good morning, Rick and Corey and Alex. What a fun show this has been today. My question for Alex, what is your number one rod and reel setup for calico bass fishing?
Number one.
You know, Dave's Piper's been a friend of mine for such a long time. And when the Corrados start coming out, the lower profile Corrados, especially the green Corrado, that first green Corrado.
300E.
Yeah, and on the 200, the very first green
first gen.
And then the Terramar rods. I got them in a jig stick. I got them in lightweight, the Terramar rods. I love the Terez rods, but those Terramar rods are probably the workhorse of my tackle. So I would say a Corrado reel with a Terramar rod.
You haven't jumped into the Tranks.
I like the Tranks too.
Okay.
I like the Tranks too. I have a 500 that I throw surface iron with. Benny Seacrest gave me a 9-foot I-Rod jig stick. It's got a reel seat on it. I put that Tranks 500 on there. And my buddy Jay, you want a spool of 50 pound P line, a big monster, huge, I don't know how many thousands of yards. And he gave me one of them. I'm thinking, if I can learn to throw a 50 pound top shot, I've got enough top shot to last me 10 lifetimes.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing 50 pound on my jig stick, and it's kind of like you keep that sitting in your boat there, and all of a sudden if the bluefin popped up in front of you, you got
your
chance.
You're feeling the running.
You got a chance.
Yeah, I like it.
But it's getting harder. Learning to cast that 50 was a little harder. You realize that from 40 to 50, it's a big difference trying to cast it, but with a little practice, got the 50
you get
going.
It done.
Got the 50 going.
Hey, I want to try and sneak one more in there because we don't got a lot of time left. This one was, hey, great show, guys. This is from Kenny in El Cajon. I've been waiting for a long time for the right person to ask this question, and Uncle Al seems like the right guy. Back in 2011, a friend of mine, Bill, an amazing calico fisherman, caught a 13.1-pound calico bass here in San Diego and released it. My question for Alex, do you have any idea how old a fish like that would be? Thanks for everything you do, Uncle Al.
I wonder if he's talking about Bill Hochstetter.
It's got to be.
Yeah,
13 3/4.
Yeah.
I remember the weight on that one. And that was legit, Al.
Yeah.
He caught that at the islands.
Right.
Sorry, Chris Barrick, Jim Edwards. caught it at the islands. Came in, and the San Diego Anglers had a family fishing event in the bay. they weighed that legitimately on a scale.
Yeah,
like a fish
he wasn't a part of that tournament, but they were set up with their certified scale doing a tournament, and that fish, 13 and 3/4,
dude,
put on a scale.
Legit.
Unbelievable.
A double-digit fish could be 30 years old.
I love it.
Maybe more.
Even more. Double-digit. Calico takes, what, six or seven years to get to be legal size of 14 inches.
Just 12 inches,
yeah. Crazy.
Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won a fishing trip for two with Al. Hey, runner-up gets a full-day trip on to San Diego. When we return on the Let's Talk a Kapap YouTube, Facebook Live.
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards. During Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event, from now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new, eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar
All right, welcome back. Hey, we could do it in unison. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You're right. Go ahead and flip the coin right there. We're going to find out who's won the trip with Al. Go for it.
Hey,
the caller.
Caller today.
So the caller that wins the trip to go out with Al, Uncle Al, is Jason in San Diego.
Perfect.
Congratulations,
Jason. So the winner of the trip on the San Diego full-day fishing is Bill in Santa Barbara.
Congratulations, you
our
guys.
Our texter.
Yeah. How fun was this, man? Al, I can't begin to thank you enough. A great friend, a great fisherman, the best haircut in Dana Point. If you need it, you got to go see the sports barber in Dana Point. Can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time, hanging with us. Everything you do for us as anglers with being on the board of CCA Cal and the Orange County chapter. And, man, what an awesome time, Al. Just really appreciate everything you do on the from the fishing community and all the people that you've helped along the way. I just want to say a big thanks and how much fun we had having you on the show, hanging out and talking fishing with us for a couple hours.
Thank you very much, fellas. And I want to just say hello to my beautiful wife, Carolyn Renzaparis, who's home listening right now.
Oh, she's a sweetheart for sure.
She, and her personal best calico is a 7-pounder.
What?
Yeah, an
angler, no doubt.
Exactly. Lady angler.
Well, a great time, and we really appreciate you, buddy. And like I said, Uncle Al was the first stop. When both the boys' hairs were old enough to be cut, man, we ran it up to the sports barber. It's our favorite spot, and it's that way for a reason, man. Really appreciate it. Great job.
Thanks for having me.
Can't wait
to
do it again. Let's do this again, because this is way too much fun.
Anytime.
All right, you got it, buddy. And hey, a big thanks to you out there for listening. A big thanks to Corey. A lot of fun we had today, and a lot of fun we're going to have with you tomorrow. Another great show. Captain Cameron Cribbins from the Mission Bell is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking local fishing. He's on a great run right now, fishing Coronado Islands, yellows, as well as those great bluefin tuna. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.